This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October of 2019. We're talking about Go Gold Resources, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol GLGDF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX under the ticker symbol GGD. And with us today is the CEO and the president, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bradley Langille. Bradley, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you, and good day to you. It's been a long time since we spoke, but
it has been. February the 11th, you guys put out an incredible press release. I think you guys did over $14.1 million in the fourth quarter, cash flow positive, around $6.7 million. You guys produced, I think, an equivalent of 614,000 ounces. That being said, let's talk about the self-funding, Junior. Where are we at and where do we go from here?
Well, yes, we had a great quarter last quarter, and it's pretty steady state at our Parral operation. That's where we're producing the cash. You know, last quarter we sold $14.7 million, but you know, our free cash flow at that operation was $6.7 million US. So in the last quarter, we spent $3.5 million on exploration at our exploration development asset, that's Los Ricos. That's where we're building ounces. And we also paid our G&A. That's about $1 million a quarter. And we added about $3.5 million we added money to the bank account. So we finished the quarter at $56 million versus the previous quarter where we had $53.4 million in the bank. So we're a junior with a really strong balance sheet of about $56 million U.S. in the bank, and the cash flow that we're making from our operation, which has 8 more years of reserves ahead of it, is enough to pay for everything and is paying for all that great exploration where we're having so much success at Los Ricos, which is our project down in Jalisco.
You know, a lot of people that are looking at your stock right now, I think, is around $1.82 as we went on air today. Market cap around $480 million. They think they might have missed the move. What are your thoughts going forward?
You know, we've only been in really the driver of the company. As good as it is, Parral, our operation, and generating all that free cash flow, which is paying for everything, the real driver of the operation, though, is our exploration development asset, Los Ricos, which we've only had since March of 2019. And we've only mostly explored on the southern part of that district, which is one that expands over about 35 kilometers. We're now drilling in Los Ricos North, and we initiated last summer a 100,000-meter drill program in Los Ricos North. And we have 9 drill rigs running up there. So, but in the first 24 months in Los Ricos South, we defined 63 million ounces of silver equivalent, and that's in measured and indicated, and then another 20 million in inferred. We actually released a preliminary economic assessment that looks at the economics of that first target. I want to emphasize that's one target. We have over 100 targets in the project. That first target, and it had a net present value on that target of $295 million U.S. So that's Los Ricos South. We're moving that one ahead towards the mine. We're doing a pre-feasibility study in parallel to a 100,000-meter drill program in the north. But the big news in 2021 is going to be Los Ricos North. We're really hitting some big, big results up there. We're pulling them all together, the drilling from those 9 drill rigs, to have another resource come out of the district. We're aiming for September, October, and that resource, we feel, could more than just rival, could be a lot bigger than Los Ricos South. And why I say that is because we have, in particular, 3 zones that we're drilling right now, and we're seeing very, very wide widths. some of them up into 80 meters wide, where we're hitting great numbers, you know, numbers up to 150 gram silver equivalent. And what we have in that district, and I will tell you this is probably the, not probably, this is the best project I've had in my career, and I've been doing this for 28 years and built four mines. But in Los Ricos North, we have the narrow vein, which you see, you know, a lot of companies are talking about their kilos of silver. We have that. You know, we put out 1, 2, and 3 kilos on many, many press releases. The difference being, we don't just have the 1, 2, 3 meter wide kilos. We have it enveloped in a much broader zone that can range from the tens of meters, even up to 80 meters. So therefore, we're in the enviable position of looking at these deposits and saying, those can be bulk mined. And we'll take out the kilos in the very high-grade portion along with the moderate grade that's very, very wide. And that should, we hope, yield an operation that's going to be low-cost and high production rates, we hope, in the future, and something that really we can build ounces so, so fast with those widths and those grades because it's all about volume. And that's length times width. So the volume of the mineralized material times the grade. That's where we're headed.
On the February 11th press release, you guys said that you had 125,000 tons of copper or 3.6 thousand ounces of gold. That being said, do you think that the Los Ricos North drilling and maybe the South development can come close to what you guys are doing now?
Well, yes, yes. And those numbers that you just quoted, those are production numbers from
right.
Our Parral tailings project. And those are results for the quarter. And then Los Ricos in Jalisco, this is a separate project about 500 miles away to the south. And this project is really in scale much bigger, and we're drilling up ounces for the future. You know, there are a pipeline to build more mines, and then Parral that you just mentioned where we have our production, that has 8 more years of reserves. So that's going to be 8 more years of processing there, and it's currently, and it's a very steady state operation. It's currently paying for everything in the company. So really, the big driver of value, as good as Parral is, our operating mine, is Los Ricos, where we're finding the, we hope will be the hundreds of millions of ounces of silver equivalent. And that's a 100,000 meter drill program. And you said, have people missed the opportunity? No, we're just getting going here. We accomplished a lot in 24 months, but the next 24 months, I think we'll accomplish a lot more.
Bradley, before I let you go, and I appreciate you coming back on the show, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think a couple things. One big thing is it is not every day that you're going to find a junior who is self-funding everything from an operation and has $56 million U.S. cash in the bank, so very, very strong balance sheet, no debt. Where the CEO is the second largest shareholder of the company. And most importantly, where, and I believe, my technical team believes, that we have, if not the best, one of the best undeveloped silver assets in Mexico in our Los Ricos exploration development asset. And we are drilling 100,000 meters there over the next year, 9 drill rigs. The ounces are adding up fast. We're going to have a resource out September, October, and that should be a big, big driver of value.
As for my listeners, if you want to take a look at a great mineral basic material company. Look no further. Take a look at this company. It's called Go Gold Resources, Inc., and you can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol GLGDF. Bradley won't say this, but I'll say it, and it's my personal opinion. I think they're grossly undervalued here. I think this thing moves up substantially here in the next 3 to 5 quarters. I think you'll be getting on the ground floor at this point, but again, that's my personal opinion. Bradley, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you won't wait another year to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in 60 or 90 days and give us an update.
You bet. It's been great talking to you and for the attention of your audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.